Okay, then we have longitudinal erythronychia, by which we mean longitudinal erythematous streak present on the surface of the nails. So it is because there is a thin plate of the nail under which the blood vessels or the blood accumulation becomes quite visible. It is the main defect of the nail matrix because of the primary defect or because of any other secondary disease, which can lead to a defect in the cell proliferation of the cell matrix of the nail matrix, which lead to thinning of the nail plate. So under these thinning thin plate of the nails, the blood under the nail bed, lying on the nail bed, is seen more easily, not only because the nail plate is thinner, but also because the blood pools in these blood vessels, because the nail plate has been thin and the loss of compression on these blood vessels has been lost. So the splenic hemorrhages may also lie longitudinally along with these longitudinal streaks of red longitudinal streaks. Such strips of the thin nail plate arise because of the reduced proliferation from the nail matrix. So this disturbance in the proliferation of the nail matrix can be because of primary pathology or secondary because of the dermatosis like Derrier's disease, lichen planus, acrokeratosis verruciformis of Hoff. The pressure on the matrix can also be exerted because of the dermal tumors or because of the tumors arising from the cartilage or the bone of the distal phalanx. Sometimes if multiple nails are involved but no primary pathology can be identified, then it will be cause idiopathic polydactylous erythronychia.